The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 23rd of October, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Samsung seems to be in the mood for a little bit of flexibility. We've seen quite a few things in the past about Samsung saying, yeah, they want to get into foldable screens. Well, now there's even more leaks out there. Apparently, they're working on a foldable laptop. Samsung has actually issued a statement regarding this, saying that just like smartphones, being the fact that they're also working on foldable ones of those, too, they're collaborating now with display makers to develop laptops with foldable displays. Though they go on to say, well, not just simply fold in and out, it will help create a new value in user experience. Basically, they want to reimagine the laptop. As far as anything else, well, that's it. They're developing it. Doesn't look like we're going to be seeing it anytime soon. Kind of the same story we've been hearing about the foldable phones. Hey, speaking of phones, you got one you're not really using? You figure, yeah, I need the extra cash so I can go pick up a freaking overpriced iPhone. Well, eBay might be at your service now. They've actually announced a new instant selling program for smartphones as of yesterday. It's going to allow users to list their old phones on the platform, and then you'll actually immediately receive an eBay voucher in return. Now, this isn't anything new. There's other companies out there. Gazela comes to mind. There's also the AT&T trade-in if you're in the U.S. But eBay's promising they're going to give you more money than those people. Big question is, how much more money are we talking? Well, according to what we're seeing, say you got a nice unlocked iPhone X. Yeah, he does not use it anymore. You might get around $450 through the AT&T trade-in, but eBay's going to value your iPhone X at $679. Of course, all of these prices will also be attached with so many factors. Condition, accessories, doesn't include the box, you know, all of these sort of things. If you're curious on your own how the service works, eBay's got a video up for you right now. You can check it out over at eBay or, of course, over on YouTube. Hey, and speaking of YouTube, that leads us into YouTube TV. Of course, this is for our U.S. listeners only. But you might have noticed, if you are subscribed to YouTube TV, last week it was down for about an hour. Like, everybody lost their mind. But now Google's apologizing for the outage. So much, in fact, that they're going to give you something free. And you actually have a choice of what you want. You want a free week of service? That didn't sound bad. Or, if you've got an active subscription with YouTube TV, how about giving 10 bucks to you? In a statement, they said, we're sorry for the unexpected YouTube TV interruption on October 16th, and as we love our TV as much as you do, our ultimate goal is always to make sure that you can access your events and shows. So, we want to help make it right, and we're going to give you a week of free service or $10 back. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are saying, well, it wasn't just YouTube TV that was affected. No, that's true. YouTube Music, yep, it was also affected, among many other things. Google didn't say if they're going to give any money back when it comes to that, though. So, it looks like an apology is all they're going to get. And finally, well, we all know that iPhone XS and XS Max are out. We've just been waiting for the XR. And on top of that, we've been kind of wondering, what the hell does the R stand for? Well, finally we know. Now, of course, we already know what the X is. That's 10. Even though it's just much simpler to say X. Sounds cooler, too. But when the R flew past our screens when they unveiled it last month, we were like thinking, okay, what could this possibly mean? Well, according to Apple's marketing chief, it all has to do with sports cars. Huh? Yes. Phil Schiller apparently loves sports cars so much, the R and the S are both letters to denote sports cars that are really extra special. So the R could, say, stand for rally or road and track. Pretty much anything with an R with the car, that's pretty much what it could stand for. At least in Phil Schiller's mind. So, does that finally answer our question? No, not really. Kind of looks like Phil was just put on the spot and just kind of made something up then. In any case, I guess the R can mean whatever the hell you want it to mean. I kind of look at it as the iPhone that's still really expensive for what you get. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website. You can subscribe to our podcast over there. You can check out our blog that's being constantly updated, and of course our review sections over there for you too. Also, check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and our BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. That is the destination. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best tech technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.